Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, after last Saturday, I can't say I'm doing as good as I was a week ago.
Yeah. Tough weekend for both of us, emotionally. I know, team I root for got it done. Wasn't pretty though. The score does not dictate how that game actually went. But I know the score of your game does dictate how yours went.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you look at the box score, Auburn should have lost by a lot more. I mean, 5 turnovers. Their first touchdown was just a straight offensive drive after we scored. But then the other two was inside the 35-40 and punching in. And we had, 5 turnovers is bad. And we had one called back. So I saw a lot of memes. Cal Twitter has been really funny, actually, because they've been talking about, you know, like woke California. So then they've had like communists saying our ball, talking about Auburn's offense. And then they were like, it's no longer War Eagle. It's diversity, inclusion, Eagle now. So
all that. Yeah. It has been funny. What do you kind of take away from last week, I guess, in the SEC?
I don't know what to think of Kentucky and South Carolina. I mean, like, me and you both were disrespecting South Carolina, having Kentucky taking care of business easily, and they just proved us wrong. I mean, Lenores got hurt and came back. Lenores played hurt most of the game, and they still won, 31-6? I think that's right.
Yeah.
So at Kentucky, too. So that's the main thing, I guess, to take away, because I believe that was the only SEC game. Tennessee looks great, man. Tennessee looks really good.
Yeah. I think Arkansas looks pretty good.
That's a surprise, too.
Yeah, she won that game for sure.
Yeah, what were they up, 17, 14 at one point?
Yeah.
It was 17.
Yeah, you know, just should have got – like, they should have won that one. Maybe when Mertz comes back, do you put him back in? I mean, Lagway looks pretty good.
Yeah, but I honestly think me and you could have looked pretty good versus Sanford. Like, yeah, somebody's got to make the throw. But, like, how does Lagway look going to Georgia? Or I guess they play in the cocktail party. So, you know, in Jacksonville. How do you think – do you trust your freshman over your – I mean, Mertz has got to be, what, a fifth-year senior versus Georgia?
Right.
I mean, you got talent, but there's a lot of times experience outweighs talent – at the quarterback position, in my opinion, because you got to be able to make the reads. You got to be able to, you know, adjust your offensive line. You got to call your pass pros and all that kind of stuff. And it's a lot for a freshman. But now DJ did go through spring, and he's a super talented, raw athlete. So could be kind of thing where you see a two quarterback system until they really make a decision.
Yeah. You know, Graham does have the experience from last year in the SEC. So I think that helps this case. Dandy Vandy, 2-0. I mean, obviously, yeah. Shouldn't have struggled at all this past week. Didn't
care of business.
Was a little shocked by Mississippi State.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that game?
No, but I know they were down by 23 at one point, right?
Yeah, they were down by, like, I thought it was 20. They were down like 23-3 when I went to bed. Okay. Apparently, Arizona State has a white running back, and he ended up running for like 250 yards. So that's never good if you let a white running back run for 250 yards on you.
Yeah, it's kind of like the scene from The Longest Yard.
That's how a white man runs the football.
Yeah. So, but besides that,
I got another one. Oklahoma struggled bad. Yeah. It was like across college football. It honestly, except for a few teams, was a struggle bus for a lot of the favorites. I mean, Alabama, obviously Auburn, Oklahoma struggled.
Notre Dame lost
to Northern. I mean, I was sitting there. It could always be worse.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times, but there's always somebody worse than you, it seems like. But it doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Yeah. Just a quick little review. We both got we both went 2-0 on Superdog. So that was big time for us. The boys for Eastern Michigan never fail. They have never failed me. I was going to pick them this week, but they're favored. So, you know.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So we'll kind of jump into last week. We both went 12-3 outright, 6-6 against the spread. So that brings our overall results on the season. Wales is 30-8 outright, 16-12 against the spread, and I am 31-7 outright, 17-11 against the spread. You got any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, it was a lot of cheese last week. You know, we're starting to get where maybe it's not as much cheese, hopefully. Maybe we'll see a little bit of movement in the standings for the good guys. I'll let everybody decide who the good guys are.
Yeah.
But tough week for the spread, which, I mean, it is what it is. If I was betting at a 50% clip, I wouldn't lose any money and I wouldn't win any money. So yeah. I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, it happens. You just want to go ahead and jump into them?
Yeah, I guess we can.
All right, so all times are Central Time, also known as God's Time. All the SEC games this week are on Saturday, September 14th. And the first game of the week is number 4 Alabama, who is 2-0, going to Wisconsin, who is 2-0. Bama is favored by 16. It's the big noon kick on Fox. What you got?
I think I'm going to take Bama. Bama struggled last week, and first time going on the road, but I do not think Wisconsin is that good. I know they've won both games by 2 touchdowns, and their opponents was not that good the first two games.
They beat Western Michigan first.
Yeah, no, they beat Western Michigan 28-14, and they beat South Dakota.
Oh.
South Dakota 27-13. So they're not exactly taking care of business. Is Luke Fickell still the coach there? Is that right? Yep. Now Bama did struggle. I don't think you'll see that as much this week. I think it was similar to last week. Was it week 2? No, it was week 3 last week where y'all played South Florida and struggled. Yeah. But you know, traveling across the country, first road game against a Power 5 opponent, never easy. But I think Bama will win. I think Bama will cover the 16.
Yeah, I think Bama wins too. I was thinking about this earlier on the drive home. I think Bama wins by like, I think it's like a 17 point game. Something was telling me maybe like a 38-21 type of game. Something like that. But I think they do cover that 16. All right. And the next game is the college game day game of the week, which kind of shows you, as Wells and I talked about Saturday night, just how weak the schedule is this week. Number 16, LSU, who is 1-1. Going to South Carolina, who is 2-0. LSU is favored by 7, and it's 11 a.m. kick on ABC. I'm going to go with the upset here. I'm going South Carolina at home. I just don't know, man. I think LSU's good enough to go on the road and win, but, you know, to slip up against USC, South Carolina kind of had a bounce-back game against Kentucky this past weekend. You know, I really know, but we'll take a long shot here and go with the Cox to win at home.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to take LSU to win. I just don't think South Carolina's got the weapons to hang with LSU. They really don't. They have their true freshman, at defensive end. I believe it's Harbor is his last name. He's a stud, absolutely a stud. Yeah, what's the defense end? Is Harbor the tight end? Harbor might be the tight end.
Harbor's a receiver. Nick Harbor.
What's the tight end's? I mean the defense end's name. He's a 5-star. I just think LSU's the better team. They didn't exactly blow Nicholls State out the water. Like, but me and both, you just said that was they weren't going to do it. But I'm going to take the right team. I'm going to take cheese, and I'm going to try and get one up on you right here. So give me LSU. All right. Next, we got number 24, Boston College. Imagine that. 2-0 at number 6, Missouri. Missouri is 2-0 also. You almost wonder why game day didn't want to come here.
Right.
I mean, it's ranked on ranked. Missouri is favored by 16.5, and it is the 11:45 SEC network game. I would like to remind everybody, because Jacob did not, all times.
I did say it.
Did you say it?
Yeah. I said all times are Central Time, also known as God's Time.
Well, I apologize to the listeners. I didn't give I guess I was tuning out, trying to just look at my picks. 11:45 SEC Network game. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Missouri to win. I am going to take Boston College to cover, though. I think they cover the 16.5. I think it's going to be a close game. You know, obviously, Boston College has the experience of going on the road, facing a ranked team. It was Florida State who, you know, is definitely fraudulent. But I think they have the weapons. I think it's Thomas Castellanos, that quarterback.
Mm-hmm, it is. He's a stud.
Yeah, dude's phenomenal. So I think they give Missouri a run for their money. I think it might come down to a field goal, maybe a one possession. So go Missouri to win, but Boston College to cover.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take you right there with you. I think it's going to be a lot of offense scored in this game. Missouri's defense lost a lot last year. They're not expected to be as good defensively as they were last year. And we've already seen what Boston College can do on offense. He is hard. He reminds me a little bit of a Kyler Murray, maybe not as developed in the passing game, but the way he maneuvers back there in the pocket and be able to runs around. I think he wears one as well.
Yeah.
So it reminds me a lot of Kyler Murray right there. I think Mizzou is going to win. I don't think Boston College has somebody that can cover Luther Burden. There's not many guys in college football that can cover him, maybe none. And I think he'll be the difference maker. So I'm not going to say it's quite going to be a 3-point game, but I do think Boston College will be able to cover that 16.5. So maybe 10, two touchdowns kind of game. So give me Missouri win, BC cover.
One thing real quick, Missouri, they're not going, Game Day is going to go to Missouri next week for Vandy, Missouri.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So that's why I'm down in Columbia this weekend, just by the way.
I mean, who would have thought 2 years ago, 3-0 Missouri and 3-0 Vanderbilt, we'd be talking about Game Day on our podcast.
Come on.
All right. Next, we got Tulane, 1-1 after blowing the lead at home last week to Kansas State. At number 15, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 2-0 after beating Temple and squeaking by Houston last week. OU is favored by 14. It is a 2:30 ESPN game. I think I'm going to take OU to win, but not cover. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take OU to win and not cover. I didn't get to watch much of the Houston-Oklahoma game last week because it was playing at the same time Auburn was, but they did not look great based off the box score and all that kind of stuff. And Houston lost pretty bad first week. So give me – and, I mean, Tulane did play pretty good until they blew it versus Kansas State. Like, they played good at home. Who knows how they'll do on the road. Different atmosphere. But I'm going to roll with them. Give me the Waves to cover but not win.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think they win the game, but I don't think they cover the 14. 3 years ago, Tulane played at Oklahoma, gave them a run for their money. But the final score was 40-35. So I think Tulane was up most of that game. So, you know, maybe something like that. They don't have was it Luke Pratt?
Was that it was Michael Pratt.
Michael Pratt. Don't have him at quarterback this year, but, you know, I think they have some experience. I think Tulane keeps it close. That could be potential. Tennessee, Oklahoma could be potential Game Day next week.
I think that's probably what you're looking at right now.
Yeah. So, all right, the next game is Texas A&M, who is 1-1, going to the Swamp, play Florida, who is 1-1. A&M is the 4-point favorite. That's a 2:30 kick on ABC. What you going with?
Take A&M. I think I am going to take A&M to win. They didn't took care of business last week against, was it McNeese? I believe it was McNeese last week. You know, we have Florida not looking too hot this year. I think A&M is just going to go on the road into the Swamp, 2:30. Going to be humid as I'll get out. It will not be a pleasant environment or weather, but I still think A&M's sound enough to beat Florida, especially, I mean, Wagley looked good last week, but A&M's a lot better than Sanford. And Mertz. Mertz is Mertz. We've seen him in the past. So give me that A&M to win.
Yeah, I think A&M gets it done. Florida, maybe with some, you know, is Mertz back?
I think he's questionable. I don't think it's been announced one way or the other.
You know, I think Lagway could give A&M maybe a run for their money just with his legs and his versatility. But I think A&M wins. I think they cover on the road. I think they get it done. Maybe put the freshman in some tough situations.
It said Mertz has one more step to clear before he's played. And Napier said he plans to use both of them. So it does sound like we will see both of them this Saturday.
Yeah, I still think A&M wins regardless. I just think they're too good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, next game is your UAB Blazers, who are 1-1, going to Arkansas, who is 1-1. Arkansas is a 24-point favorite. That's a 3:15 kick on the SEC Network. Arkansas just coming off of a tough loss at Oklahoma State where they probably should have won the game. Taylen Green is pretty good, man. UAB is not. I think Arkansas wins, and I think they cover. I don't think it's going to be as bad as the Pine Bluff game, but I still think that Arkansas wins, and I think they at least win by 24.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take Arkansas to win and cover. UAB lost last week to University of Louisiana Monroe, who is many regard future Auburn opponent later in the year, as many thought going into the year was one of the worst teams in the nation. Their quarterback is Oklahoma transfer General Booty.
Booty.
So, I mean, you got to root for them at that point. But UAB just they beat Alcorn State to start the year. And then you lose to ULM. It's just not a good sign. Before the season started, though, I did think this was a potential upset alert. But after watching the first 2 weeks of college football, I do not see that happening. So I think Arkansas wins and covers. All right. Next, we got number 5, Ole Miss, 2-0. At Wake Forest, who is 1-1. Ole Miss is favored by 23. It is the 5:30 game on the CW network. I don't know how many games I've ever watched on the CW network, Jacob.
I think I've watched one. And it was not fun. I tell you what, it's not. It's not the Andy Griffith Show. I'll tell you that.
I mean, you might have Riverdale before, then you got to watch Ole Miss play and then watch Andy Griffith to go to bed.
Yeah, you know. Sounds like a great night.
who are you taking, Jacob?
I'm gonna take Ole Miss to win. The cover part scares me just a little bit. I don't know. I'm not saying that because Wake Forest is good. It's just first true road test. For Ole Miss, I think I'm gonna take, we'll take Wake Forest to cover.
Okay, I'm gonna take Ole Miss to win and cover. Wake lost last week to Virginia after basically winning. I mean, they were winning the whole game, and then like there at the end, they blew it and lost at the end. I just think Ole Miss is going to be able to score a lot of points. True, it is your first road game, so you really don't know. But, like, Trey Harris has been there before. Jackson Dart's been there before. Lane Kiffin's been coaching for a long, long time. So I think they'll be ready. So give me Ole Miss to win and cover. All right, next we have UTSA, who is 1-1, at number 2, Texas, who is 2-0. Texas is favored by 34.5. It is 6 p.m. ESPN game. Texas win and cover. I don't have much to say about this one right here. I mean, they dominated last week. We failed to mention that, I believe, at the beginning of the podcast. Maybe you mentioned it, but I wasn't paying attention like earlier. But I just think Texas is too good, man. I think if I had to put my money right now, I'd probably take them to win the whole thing because they dismantled Michigan and national TV in the Big House, one of the big hostile environments to play. So Texas win, and Texas wins by a lot.
Yeah, I think it's 4 words that I'm going to say: Texas wins and covers.
That's 4 to me. Sounds right.
All right. The next game is, which by far to me is game of the week, Vandy, who's 2-0, going to Georgia State, who is 1-1. Vandy, 10.5-point favorites, 6 p.m. kick on the ESPN Plus. So you got to pay to watch this one. You never would have thought you would have had to pay to watch Vandy. Vandy wins. Vandy covers 10.5 on the road. The Commodores start 3-0, and they will be 3-2 after the next 2 weeks. So, they need to get as many wins as they can right now. Because you win this one, you do play Ball State at some point later on and kind of in the middle of the season, get you that 4 win. And I know we talked about getting 2 wins in conference and you're bowl eligible. So Diego's legit, I think. I think he's fun to watch. So he may bring SEC team some struggle. Obviously, he knows how to do that because he's went to a certain SEC school. I think, you know, one of the two of us has seen that in person. So yeah, Vandy wins, Vandy covers.
Trivia question. Do you know where Georgia State plays their home games?
Turner Field, right?
At Turner Field. So yeah. Vandy's going to go in there to Turner Field and get the job done. Georgia State's not good. They beat Chattanooga the first week at home, 24-21. We saw what Tennessee did to Chattanooga. Wait, is that right? Because didn't who played?
Tennessee and Chattanooga played week 1.
Okay, that's oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, week two they beat Georgia. They beat Chattanooga last week, 24-21, and week one they lost to Georgia Tech, 35-12. Because Georgia played week one, that's what threw me off right there. But yeah, so Vanderbilt is going to start 3-0 and become America's team. Last time they did this, if you keep up with college football, you did see. I believe it was one of their defensive line or offensive linemen talking about how Bama was next, and it did not end pretty for them. So hopefully after they beat Georgia State on the road, that they will not be going to social media and talking about who's next. But America's team, baby. Give me Vanderbilt to win and cover.
All right, next game. Probably your game of the week. One of them. Number one, Georgia, who's 2-0. At Kentucky, who is 1-1. Georgia's a 24-point favorite. 6:30 p.m. kick on ABC. Definitely think this would have been the game day game had Kentucky won.
I don't disagree.
But I think Georgia wins, and I think they cover. You know, Georgia is not South Carolina. They are a lot better than South Carolina. So I think Kentucky's
some would say that.
Yeah, I think Georgia's going to struggle. You know, this would be – it's just – you can't really – I guess you call it revenge for Vandegrift, which not really because, you know – he left. He did them wrong, I guess. So, yeah, I think he might have that little chip on his shoulder trying to show off against his, you know, former team. But I think Georgia wins. I think they have their way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Georgia's winning. Georgia's going to cover. Really don't think it's going to be close. I'm thinking 31-35 points is what it's going to end up being. I mean, like I said, I think I took Texas to win the national championship, but UGA is right behind there. Definitely think we're going to have a good matchup week five when UGA comes to Alabama. And then also, I think it's week 8 or 9 when they go to Texas. But UGA is going to make – I mean, if South Carolina can do it and win in Lexington, there ain't no doubt in my mind Georgia's going to do it. So give me Georgia to win and cover. All right. Next we got New Mexico, 0-2 at Auburn, 1-1 after their loss to Cal. Auburn's a 28-point favorite, 6:30 p.m. ESPN2 game. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Auburn to win. I don't know about COVID, man. I don't know how good New Mexico is.
Obviously, not there yet.
You know, they did lose to Montana State.
Played Arizona close last week, though. But
I saw where Hugh said that the package will be small. So I don't know exactly what he meant by that. I wish he kind of would have clarified. I don't know if they cover, man.
Doubt us. Do it.
Doubt you. I'll take them to cover. I feel like 28 against that team shouldn't be hard. So you want to tell everybody what you just did right there?
No, I was telling Jacob that was a really good pick right there. I think Auburn's going to win and cover too. I am very interested to see who starts quarterback for Auburn right now. Yeah, I'm also very interested to see the crowd reaction if it's Peyton, because Hugh did talk about that he was going to open it up just a little bit and practice a little competition. I personally think it needs to be Peyton Thorne, but I do think that if they're close, if Peyton and Hank Brown are close, you need to start Hank. Because you need to start setting up for your future. Because if Hank's going to get it done, then you need to go get in the portal if he's not. But I do think we'll see Peyton starting because fifth-year senior, that's Hugh Freeze's guy, man. He's hitched his wagon to Peyton. If Peyton goes down, I think Hugh's going down with him. So give me Auburn to win and cover just because of the simple fact that New Mexico is not good. All right. Next we have Toledo, 2-0. At Mississippi State. Mississippi State is 1-1. The spread is very, very low. It is Mississippi State 11.5. It opened at 9.5. So they are very low on Mississippi State or higher on Toledo. 6:30 p.m. ESPNU game. I'm going to take Mississippi State to win and cover. They barely lost last week to Arizona State. And didn't Toledo, they won the MAC last year, right? Or are they runner up?
I think they
played in it. I know they played in the championship game. I think they won it.
I think they won it.
I don't think the MAC is going to translate really good to, you know, to Starkville. So give me State to win and cover.
Yeah, I'll take State to win and cover too. Toledo's two wins have been against Duquesne and UMass.
Are those good football teams?
No, not very good. But I tell you what, Eastern Michigan did beat them boys from UMass. So they must be pretty good. So I'm going to take Mississippi State to win and cover. And to round out the games for this week, we got Kent State, who's 0-2, coming to number 7 Tennessee, who is 2-0. Tennessee's a 49-point favorite. 6:45 kick on ESPN. Who are you going to go with?
I'm going to take Tennessee to win and cover. Just don't think it's going to be – I don't think – Tennessee is – I mean, they look so good. I mean, they beat the snot out of Chattanooga, and then they went to Charlotte and the neutral site, although it's – I mean, is it really neutral site when you're playing – it's like playing Georgia and Atlanta. Is that real? I mean, really neutral site? Now, Knoxville's not that far from Charlotte, but they just look so good, man. Nico's legit. Give me Tennessee to win and cover.
Yeah, and they put up 51 on them boys. They've scored 120 points in two games.
Is that good?
So I think I will take them to okay. So the total, the over-under is 62.5, and they're 49-point favorites. So that's almost – at least that's not as bad as Arkansas and Arkansas Pine Bluff the other day at 50.5, and 57.5 was the total. You know, we're expecting Pine Bluff to score 7 points at that point. So, yeah, I think Tennessee wins, and I think they cover. I think they start off 3-0 and head to Norman next week, possibly big test.
All right, next we'll jump into Super Dogs. As Jacob mentioned earlier, both of us did go 2-0 last week. Might be one of the first times that's happened. I don't know if that happened. Really.
First time.
So that brings Jake up to 4-0 on the year. Hasn't missed yet. I'm 3-1. Should be 4-0 if Minnesota could kick a field goal. But I'm going to take, I guess let's say who we take to upset, then we'll take the cover one. So I'm going to take East Carolina to upset App State. It's at East Carolina. App State got the dog beat out of them by Clemson last week, and App State is favored by 2.5. So then Pirates up there in Greenville are going to get the job done. Give me East Carolina upset App State.
Yeah, man, this one was tough for me to pick. I didn't really see any that I was confident in. So, you know that line that I talked about, Memphis and Florida State earlier?
Mm-hmm.
It's gone down. It's now
wow. 6.
Florida State. That one's interesting. I wouldn't be shocked if Memphis goes in there and wins that game, to be completely honest with you. But I'm going to go with Arizona to go on the road and upset K-State. K-State kind of struggled with Tulane this past week. I think Arizona or Utah is going to be the winner of the Big 12. So let's go with Arizona to go on the road and upset. I think this might be the one that causes me, one of my two might cause me to be put that one or two beside my dash.
Well, for my sake, let's hope so. But I think, I mean, this would be game day if it was on a Saturday. Games been played Friday night, ranked on rank, first ranked on rank Big 12 game of the first ever for Arizona State to play in a ranked on rank Big 12 game, first ever Big 12 game.
Next week, you got Utah, Oklahoma State. They're both undefeated.
Starting to get in some good conference games.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take Oregon State to cover versus Oregon. The game's in or at Oregon State. Oregon's favored by 16.5. Have squeaked by both weeks. Barely beat Idaho first week. Barely beat Boise State last week. So I haven't watched Oregon State. I know they did lose DJU. After that might make them better. But they did lose their head coach. He's now the Michigan State head coach. So I haven't got to watch them yet. But just based off how Oregon struggled the first 2 weeks and it being a somewhat big spread at 16.5, I think Oregon State's going to win the rivalry game. They call this the Apple Cup?
The Civil War.
Civil War. Apple Cup is Washington Wazoo. Yeah. Which is also this week.
You're going to take Oregon State to win?
Or no, that's wrong. They're going to cover versus Oregon. They're going to cover versus Oregon.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Purdue to cover versus Notre Dame at home. Purdue is at home. Notre Dame coming off of a tough loss at home against Northern Illinois. I don't really think Riley Leonard can throw it that well. Purdue's typically known for one upset every now and then. This one being at home, I think it would really help my case if it was at night. But, you know, it's Notre Dame's still a ranked team coming in, and Purdue's going to be rowdy. I'm going to take them to cover 10.5 points at home versus Notre Dame.
Do you want to talk about America's team, Jack?
We might as well. This game right here. Obviously, we're talking about the Gordo High School Green Wave. They are 3-0. Going to Winfield, who is – are they 1-1?
Yes, because they lost to Cordova. I think they're 2-1. I think they're 2-1.
They lost to Corner. I know that much.
Corner, that's right. Or is it Cordova? I thought they lost to Cordova.
I don't know. They lost to somebody that starts with a C and an O. And an R. So, this is pretty much you win this when you win your region at this point. So, Gordo's a 17.5-point favorite. This game is at Winfield. I don't know if Jace will play or not yet. I know he didn't play this past week and still won by 51. the score prediction is 38-21. I think if Jace plays, I think Gordo wins. I think they cover it. I don't think there's much stopping that team. So, Gordo wins, Gordo covers, and kind of seems like they got a decent road to winning the region. Apparently, the loser of the 2 seed in this region goes to 5 round 2.
Yikes.
So you really want to win this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take Gordo to win, and I'm going to take Gordo to cover on the caveat that Jace plays. If Jace doesn't play, I do think Gordo wins, but I think they will not cover.
Yeah.
I think Jace is going to be the difference maker in a touchdown, 2 touchdowns, probably. You say Jace is probably 2 touchdowns better than the backup quarterback. But no offense to Hudson, who actually, yeah, I guess he played lights out. Beat Hansel 53 by 53. So give me Gordo to win and cover.
Boys suck, man. All right. Well, yeah, we'll put an asterisk by this one as far as the cover goes. So, but anything to close out with?
Nope. I'm excited. This is going to sound bad, but I'm excited for this week to kind of get past this a little bit. Yeah. I want to see how Alabama looks on the road after last week's performance, which I don't have no doubt that they're going to look fine. I'm ready to see. I mean, how does Ole Miss look on the road, I guess you could say? I think the most telling as far as what could happen with their season might actually be A&M in Florida.
Yeah.
Because I think Florida really needs this. Yeah, Florida really needs this one. And A&M, I mean, they are probably in a better shape than Florida is as far as schedule-wise. Definitely is. I don't say that probably they're way better shape. But I just definitely don't think this is one that either of them wants to drop. So I think this will probably be the most telling game of the week.
Yeah, I think so. Boston College, Missouri is going to be fun to watch, I think.
A lot of points. If you like offense, that's which one you want to watch.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that wraps up episode 5 of season 3 of It Just Means This. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.